You're listening to the Love Yegg Show. If our city could talk, these are the stories it would tell about the people, places, and passion in Edmonton. We interview difference makers in our community. Please welcome your hosts, Sherry Beauchamp and Jesse McCracken.
Okay, welcome everybody to our first official episode of our podcast, Love Yegg. So basically, this idea came about, you know, if this city could talk, these are the stories it would tell about the people, the places, and the passion.
Awesome.
That exists in the city. My name is Sherry Beauchamp, and I'm here with Jesse McCracken.
Hello.
And we wanted this first intro just to kind of be a little casual, see what you guys can expect listening to the podcast going forward. How did this all start? What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this podcast? What would you say is the...
I would say that this podcast is a platform for people to tell the stories about the people and the places that they love in our city and surrounding community. So like you said in the intro, if the city could talk, what are the stories that it would tell? I think that Edmonton, you know, in a lot of ways has like a bad rap, but I think that there's a lot of really great people that are coming out of our city that are doing a lot of really great things. And this just gives us the opportunity to showcase some of those stories. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. I think, you know, for me, this a part of this mostly all started through the Legacy Yegg stuff that we've been doing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, we meet quarterly. And we get introduced to new people, new stories, and new charities in the city. Mm-hmm. And along with that, we've been doing some fundraising. Along with that, we've also been doing some volunteer work.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, just from my background and what I do, like I walk into those places and I see the guy that's been there for 20 years, mm-hmm. that's still loving what he's doing and the passion that he has for what he's doing. Think of at the food bank, that kind of thing, or you know, the Christmas Bureau has people that have volunteered for like over two decades.
Yeah, well, a lot of those people that have volunteering at these different charities, they actually were recipients benefits of from them at some point in their life. So I think that's kind of the part that hits me the most is when we go and step into these places and you hear their stories, you start hearing like their why they're so committed. And actually one gentleman, when we did the Habitat for Humanity, he said that he was volunteering every single day after work. And finally they hired him on. His wife was like, you cannot work for free anymore, you know? And so he like has been working there again for 20 some years. And so again, just bringing into Legacy Yegg. So thank you for starting that and giving us all of a platform to learn more about these charities, because that's something that we've talked about this before, is that I didn't know enough about them or where to start to help. And that Legacy Yegg has introduced me and a lot of the members to all of these charities that we were not even aware of. So, you know, some kind of you connect with a little bit more and give a little bit more. And it's been amazing seeing what's come from this in the short time that we've been together.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things, is there's so many good people in this city. Like, we work with a lot of businesses, we know a lot of business mm-hmm. owners, and just like really great people.
Yeah.
That they want to give back and they want to do something, but they don't really know where to start, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Legacy Yegg kind of becomes that vehicle, and it's also kind of growing this organic community behind it, which is also really cool to see.
Yeah. Well, I think that Legacy Yegg has given us the introduction to all of these charities.
Totally.
And then you decide which ones you want to dive further into, you know? And so, yeah, that was kind of like where this all started, was we wanted to reach more people. And, you know, within our group, we hear these stories, but these stories are so powerful and more people totally. Need to hear them.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally. So this is what we're going to be doing, is getting together. We'll be publishing these like on a weekly basis. So some of these sessions will be just Jesse and I riffing on something, or it might be a charity coming and speaking and talking about some of the stuff they're doing. And also, there's a lot of great leaders in those charities that have their own personal stories.
Yeah.
That I think we'll spend a lot of time talking about that, not just the surface TV answers that they give all the time, you know?
Yeah, definitely. And then also some of the success stories that have come from these charities, you know, hoping to share some of their stories so people can connect. And I think so often people, it's just really taking the judgment out of anybody's situation and really understanding where they're coming from and where they have come from, you know, and to be where they are. And I think that it's, you know, again, stepping into some of these charities, you realize that these are just ordinary people that have just had like a string of either, you know, bad luck or just one situation that happened that has turned their life upside down. And a lot of them are not asking to be, you know, they just want somebody to see them and help them get to their next stage in life or the next step, even just like a, not even a handout, but just a hand up.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And like I said, going into some like the basically babies, that one, I was so emotional. I didn't even have any children, but I was just imagining these like women, you know, getting this big gift on a day where they're just, you know, they're going through a lot of emotions. And I think that it's just like, again, so many of these have just, I think that the more people learn about them, the more they're going to want to help. And again, help can be 2 hours of folding laundry, you know, that's all it takes sometimes, right? Or it's like this, the smallest little acts, you know, combined go really, really far. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's what makes you the perfect person to do this with me is because I watched you at the Basically Babies at some of these other places and like you get it, you know, like there's like this human element that when you walk into those places, it's just like palpable. You can like feel it.
The
stories and the, you know, each
and the love that's coming from everybody. The love that's in those rooms is so powerful that, yeah, for sure. I cry when I'm happy. I cry when I'm sad. I'm not sad that often, but I cry more when I'm happy. That's so funny. I'm even crying a little bit right now. Just thinking about Basically Babies. Yeah, or even the Compassion House. I mean, that's an amazing space, you know? Like, there's, like, again, there's just so many. The food bank, like, how many people at food bank are helping right now? I actually got in a car accident a couple days before Christmas, leaving Superstore buying gift cards for the food bank. I was like, darn, that cost, and it cost me more than it was supposed to. A little fender bender, nothing serious, but still, I was like, damn it. Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, yeah. I actually hit a very lovely lady, so I know she's going to be kind to me.
The other part I wanted to bring up is, so we talk about the volunteer stuff and the fundraising that we do. Mm-hmm. Everyone brings $100 and we vote and we share that. There's a couple of different versions of that going on in the city. Mm-hmm. They're all really awesome. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we've done is once a year we bring our kids in our lives to come in. So it's another opportunity to sort of share philanthropy and, you know, what it looks like to help other people and spread kindness and all those kind of things. So I think that was another really cool thing. Maybe people aren't aware that we're doing.
I think we're raising leaders, you know, because I mean, I would say that your son's a perfect example of you show him what he can do and now he just wants to take it to the next level, you know. And so when you're showing kids when they're young, then they're like, they realize, I think Brendan said that this feels good. He likes the feeling of it. And even like my nephew, Kaysen, every time we go to a store and there's change, he always wants to put it in the little change box because he, you know, he always just wants to help just a little bit. And I just think that's like so awesome. You know, even I give money for his birthday for helping me and for he spent it on buying me a birthday gift. Nice. Right. It's just interesting how kids, they get it more than we do because we're so busy with everything else. But kids are like, wait a minute. Once you show them, they get that feeling. They just want to do it more and more. And then they hold you accountable.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. So the kids, the Legacy Yag Juniors is amazing. And again, if people could only come out that one time because they're busy and bring their kids, you know?
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were fortunate enough to be on the riverboat this past summer. That was really cool.
It was awesome.
Yeah, and we'll be doing more of that kind of stuff, kind of creating an experience for them. So
yeah,
if anyone wants any of that information, they can head to legacyyag.com to find some more of that. So who is this for? Who would you say we're making this podcast for?
Yeah, I think that this is for anybody who just wants to hear the human stories and have some connection. And anybody who just wants to learn more about Edmonton, you know, I think that, again, people that are new to the city, I think this is a great place to start too, that especially if they're coming from a place and they do want to get involved in giving back, like there's so many different places, again, that we don't even know about, you know, and we're hoping that this is going to introduce us to more as well. Totally. It's going to get a further reach than just our quarterly meetings. So it's for anybody who just, yeah, wants to have some of those feel good stories and learn more about our city. I mean, even if you're from here, sometimes you don't know, you know,
there's all these little hidden gems that pop up as we go through this. And yeah, again, it comes back to like the people who just love, they're looking for a way to give back. Mm-hmm. But they just don't know where to start.
Yeah. So, and that was the biggest thing for me, because you always feel like it has to be this like grand gesture when it's like it's the littlest things. And I think this is a conversation that you and I had where I'm like, people just want to get noticed. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, they not, you know, just or not even noticed. They want to be seen. They just, for whoever they are, you know what I mean? And it's just that like human connection and acknowledgement is often what people are just looking for. And this is an opportunity for us to connect a little deeper.
Totally.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what YAG is, that's basically the airport code for Edmonton. Mm-hmm. We have members that are sort of surrounding area as well. So like we have people from Leduc, Spruce Grove, St. Albert, Morneville.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also Sherwood Park.
Yeah.
So it doesn't necessarily mean it's not an inclusive thing. It's or an exclusive thing. It's like, you know, everyone's welcome.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I mean, and it all just gives us more ways to, again, just surrounding communities further reach, right? Totally. It's not just about doing good in Edmonton. It's like we've got a lot of people here that need some help and just need to be, again, just need to be seen. So
totally.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to sharing some of their member stories as well. We got some really cool stories, just people within our membership right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So why are we doing this? What, you know, what would you like to see? Like, let's say we're sitting here 12 months from now.
Yeah.
What would you like Love YAG to look like?
I would just love, I would love for Love YAG just to have, for people to know who we are and to connect with the stories, I think is what it is. I would like, you know, just that connection that's going to get, have people want to reach out and do more as well. Because again, it's just, it's not always about giving of money, because, you know, not everybody has that to give, but giving of time as well. So just to have more people on board that are just making it a part of their daily life to just, you know, touch people. And I think that's what it is. It's just the stories so that people can appreciate each other a little bit more and just show a little bit more love on, you know, the roads, down walking down the street, opening a door, just like the smallest things. When you have a little fender bender and the person doesn't lose it on you. You know, it's just like how you react to all the situations in your life. And if you're coming from a place of like love and acceptance, that's just what I want people to, you know, to have more of, really. And so hopefully this podcast helps bring that.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I think that, you know, back even getting back to like Legacy YAG stuff.
Yeah.
That all sort of started, maybe we'll get into that more at a different time, but my dad passed away. And the thing that I started thinking about was my own mortality, right?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Then we have two sons. So I was like, what, you know, how do I want them to remember me? What kind of impact do I want to have them? That mm-hmm. kind of thing. And then I quickly realized that that's just the way that, you know, it's not just me. It's not about me. This is about like this really cool group of people mm-hmm. and community that we have here in Edmonton. There's so many good people.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, if we're sitting here 12 months down the road, to have people really engaged and a part of, you know, if we're going out and doing something in the community, mm-hmm. people just like stepping up, I think that would be amazing.
Yeah.
The other piece is a lot of our members, probably like 70-75% of our members now, they're business owners, right?
Mm-hmm.
Small business owners who are wanting to get back and they don't know where to start. And mm-hmm. so this becomes a vehicle for that, but also for other businesses to connect with each other and do business with each other. So there's like this ripple effect, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a really cool thing that we're seeing as well, is like, you know, if you know that Susie does skincare and you're looking for skincare, of course you would ask Susie because she's a part of, you have the same values, right? It's a value driven
Yeah.
community. So
The other thing too is, again, just mentioning that a lot of the members are business owners. I think that the stories of these business owners, it wasn't all rosy, you know. So also seeing that you can, if they can do it, you can do it too. Because not everybody started off with, you know, the perfect bank account to get into business or the perfect background to get into business. It just, they had some drive and grit and, you know, forged through. And so, and again, a lot of the people that have, you know, gotten some of the services from the charities, like, you know, where they came from as well and are now business owners or now independent and whatever those case may be, I think those stories are really important to share that, you know, if we can do it, you can do it too.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes me think of this guy at, we wrapped gifts at West Edmonton Mall for Christmas Bureau.
I know, it was so nice. Sorry, I couldn't be there.
Those are the amazing moments where it's like, this is exactly why we do this, right?
Yeah.
We're sitting there and this guy comes up and he's got like two handfuls and you can just see him coming, right? Like you can tell who's going to come to to pay for their gifts to get wrapped, right? It's usually the men who are like shopping for whoever.
Last minute.
Totally. So he comes up, he's got like two handfuls of bags and he sets them down and he's like, well, how much is it? And we're like, well, they generally say, you know, $5 a small gift, $10 for a larger gift, whatever the case, but it's 100% up to you. Like, yeah, this is not like a set price, whatever. So he's got like, you know, I don't know, 8 or 10 gifts or something. Mm-hmm. And he like throws down to like a couple $100.
Wow.
And we're just like, are you sure? Like, he'd like, are you sure? And he's like, no. When I, you know, was younger, I needed the Christmas Bureau's help. And I remember as a kid, and he goes into this big story and you're just kind of like stunned you know, this is why these charities are here. But also like the full circle that you see in those moments is so powerful. And I think that's, you know, that's the part of all of this that I want my kids to see is that, you know, when you do really good, when you treat people the way you want to be treated and you treat people with kindness and love, that it'll come back to you.
Yeah. See, I'm crying already again. No, that's amazing. I mean, and actually one of our agents, same thing, she reached out to us and said that her family, you know, growing up was a recipient of the, you know, the food hampers. And so since she's been, you know, 15, 16, I think she's been volunteering with them. And so we donated some hampers and I delivered them. And I had somebody say, is it sad? I'm like, sad? No, it felt so great to deliver these hampers. Everybody was so happy and the neighbors were thanking me. And I was just fortunate enough to be able to deliver them and, you know, put together a couple hampers. And it's amazing how, like, giving, like, that the person who's giving probably gets more from it than the person receiving or equal,
right?
You know,
yeah,
whatever the case may be. So it's amazing that, like, sad, no, you know, feel great that you can help and that are willing to help. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. So it's so interesting. And especially around this time of year, I think we don't exchange presents in our house. We don't have kids. So we, you know, we just don't. It's not important to us. But being able to give presents to kids on Christmas is a pretty special thing to do. So it's around this time of the year more than ever. I think it's just people are willing to give, but we have to remember that these charities need help all year round. Totally. You know, the food bank needs food all year round. So although we are all in the spirit of giving during the holidays, we have to remember that throughout the rest of the year, people need help too.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah. That's right. So, and again, I think that this podcast is going to, you know, remind people of that because sometimes we forget. Life gets busy. We get involved in our own stuff. We're all guilty of it, me included. And I think that it's important to just remind people that, you know, right next door, somebody might need your help. And whether it's just a like, hi, how are you today? Or a smile or whatever, you know.
Totally.
So I think it's about love. YAG is just a way of life.
Totally.
Yeah. A way of being. Yeah.
I think my greatest wish for this podcast is to inspire people to just do something, right? If you if you have, you know, the want or the drive to do something and you just don't know where to start, all of that stuff, we've kind of already talked about that, but you know, if you, that when you hear us doing something or you, you know, the follow the social media profiles, whatever, that you say, you know what, I'm going to give it a try. I'm going to show up and I'm going to see what happens. And I think that people will be pleasantly surprised about the experiences that exist currently in this city and how, you know, like you say, it's not just about the giving and the gift. It's the gift you receive when you participate in those kind of things. So,
yeah. And then also just the inspiration that kind of comes from it, you know, for that other people see how it's made you feel or get that little taste of it. And then it's almost like you're a little bit addicted to it, you know? I mean, in general, I think that, you know, you're in a service business, as am I, a people business. So it's like all day where, you know, that's part of our life anyways. But then to take it outside of those working hours and continue giving back is like what's where I actually get the most joy.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. So if you guys have enjoyed this intro, we're hoping that you will stick around and subscribe to our podcast and find us on our social media channels. And we look forward to sharing the stories of YEG. And if this city could talk, this is what we would think it would say.
Awesome. Thanks, Sherry.
If you were inspired by our show, please take a moment to subscribe and leave a review wherever you listen and share with friends. You can always find show notes at loveyegshow.ca. Keep listening.